Next item is item H, the Access to Justice Campaign for Justice Month. This is not an action item. Our presenters are Judge Yu and Ms. Bonnie Huff, who I saw in the audience. Bonnie's in the back. Bonnie, would you like to come to the front?
I'll be happy to come up.
Thank you, Chief. I just wanted to sit here so Bonnie could be present as well, because so much of this work has really been the lifelong dedicated work of Bonnie Huff. I'm here on behalf of Justice Kathleen O'Leary, who's the chair of the Task Force on Self-Represented Litigants. She cannot be here today, and she sends her best regards. As the council is acutely aware, the California economy is struggling. The number of Californians living in poverty grew for the fourth straight year in 2010, which is more evidence that the continued high unemployment and a struggling economy are weighing on the state's families. 6 million Californians last year had incomes below the federal poverty line. That's a 16.3% representation of the state's entire population, which is up from 15.3% in 2009. But this lack of income doesn't mean that people living below the poverty line don't have legal problems. They do. Cases involving domestic violence and consumer debt continue to flood our dockets, and eviction filings are up. Many of these legal issues have dire consequences for the poor because these problems often affect basic human needs. Just as the need for legal services and pro bono legal services continue to increase, unfortunately, resources are on the decline. Some courts have already been forced to reduce the services that they've been providing to self-represented litigants, and other courts fear that they will have to do the same. The economic recession is also negatively impacting charitable giving, and many legal nonprofits are working harder than ever to raise funds. And then to add to this perfect storm, as a result of current low interest rates based paid to lawyers on their trust accounts, IALTA funds for legal services programs in California have also decreased over the last 3 years. But those in the legal services community aren't just sitting back and lamenting the economy. California legal services organizations and the California State Bar have undertaken a campaign for justice to raise funds for legal services, as well as to increase pro bono representation and heighten awareness of the financial crisis facing the legal services community. This campaign coincides with the National Pro Bono Week. The members of the task force would like to thank the council for supporting these efforts and declaring the month of October as Campaign for Justice Month, and this week, the last week in October, as the National Pro Bono Week. Lawyers who provide pro bono assistance make a difference to clients they help and also to their communities. For example, helping a domestic violence victim and her family or his family prevents injury and costly medical expenses and alleviates overworked law enforcement. Another example, helping a family keep its home prevents homelessness and the burdens on shelters and other charitable and governmental services. Helping workers from being wrongfully terminated and allowing them to keep their jobs helps individuals put food on the table and pay their rent. Keeping a child in school reduces truancy and juvenile crime and saves court time and incarceration costs. And although the lawyers who do the pro bono work don't do it for the recognition, they appreciate that the council recognizes and appreciates their work. So on behalf of the task force and the many Californians who have and will be afforded access to justice because of these efforts, we would like to thank the council and its dedicated administrative staff, Bonnie Huff, Deborah Chase, and others. As we work to close the justice gap, we're also working to get closer and closer to the promise in our Pledge of Allegiance, meaning justice for all, and that becomes a reality. So thank you, Chief, and thank you, Council. And I want to see if Bonnie would like to add anything.
Thank you, Judge Yu. I just also really want to acknowledge Mary Lowry Flynn, who's with the State Bar, who's with us today, who's an incredible leader in this effort, and it's a great partnership with the State Bar as we move forward to continue to work to increase access to justice. And what a wonderful leader in Judge Yu.
Thank you, Bonnie. I'd ask Mary to please stand so we can recognize her as well. Thank you. My experience that this is a true legacy because it's a collaborative effort of different groups and different strengths to bring together to bring this attention to the public and to find a solution. And so I'm greatly indebted for the work you do bringing this to our attention. There is a resolution attached, and we will be signing that. Thank you.
Any comments? Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Yes, Justice Miller.
I just wanted to thank the council for this resolution and the publicity in some sense surrounding this, and thank Mary for all the hard work that she does in this particular area and for including me on the Access Commission and the Justice Gap Fund and all of the other things that works in this particular area. It is greatly needed. Legal services provides just a great, great service to those who unfortunately aren't able to secure lawyers on their own. It's great work, and I thank the council for its resolution.
Thank you.